Hello, everybody. As I'm sure you've just heard, my name is Jenny, and I'm going to be giving my testimony today. So for me, my journey to faith really started with this one verse. And he, Jesus, looked around at them with anger and grief at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out and his hand was restored. Mark 3:4. For me, this represents the idea that God will stretch out his hand to everybody who is coming to him, either with big, bounding steps or even with a tentative and cautious heart. As long as you go to him with a willing hand, he will restore your soul, just like he restored the hand of this man. And so for me, my personal story with the Bible is that I stood out pretty much like any kid in church. I was back to church when I was very little, and I pretty much accepted it as a fact. I was like, okay, the Bible, this is a historical book, like all these facts are true. However, it wasn't until much later, for example, like when I was about 10 or 9 years old, when I realized that if this is true, then what does this mean for my life? However, before I get to that point, I have to mention something as well. Due to moving states and also erratic work schedules and a multitude of other factors, I had pretty much also lost the tiny bit of gospel influence I contained from my living in the previous state. As a result, I didn't go to church as regularly and kind of almost lost my way. Also due to more external circumstances, I kind of began drifting from the right path. I began to become more rebellious in class. I began to become more moody. And while people might just pass this off as a phase, looking back, I'm not sure if it would have just stayed a phase. However, and this is where God comes into my life. Thanks to my parents' work schedule finally working out, I was able to go to church more regularly. And I found that even listening to the Bible had a more calming effect on my soul. I began to become more calm. I began to become more understanding of my parents and all those around me. And during that time is when I started thinking that, okay, so we're on this earth, right? And so what are we on this earth for? There must be a reason, right? And I could not find any other satisfactory answer than the one that I found in the Bible. And to me, for some reason, thanks to God, it all made perfect sense. Of course, I didn't come to just that way. I had to, like, read and stuff. But because I was a child, I was able to accept the fact that, yes, there is a divine person who made all the things around us. And as a result, I came to Jesus. And so the way I came to it was pretty typical. I was like, okay, so I know that like our soul cannot just die just the way a physical body was. So that means it has to go somewhere, right? And so the Bible tells me that if we do not believe and if we do not follow what it says, we will end up in a very bad place that we do not want to be. So for me, that was the main motivation for my belief. However, after believing in Jesus and after realizing that instead of me dying for my sins on the cross, Jesus instead chose to replace me for just because he loved us so much, that really had more effect than just, oh, I'm going to be saved. I realize now that instead of living for myself, I should be living for a bigger goal, and that's living for Jesus and his ideals. And I immediately saw the effect taking place in my spiritual life. I began to become kinder, I began to follow what the gospel really says, because again, the Holy Spirit was within me, and I was not who I was before. I was truly a different person. And so today I have come to learn many things about God and many things about life, and I still will have many, many more things to learn in the future. But I realize that what God says is always true. He will always keep his promises. And while those promises might not be, oh, I'm going to get a good job in the future, I might not go to get the best college, but his promises are spiritual. If we ask for something, for example, more patience or more kindness, he will give that to us. And I believe that is what is most valuable and will give us the most happiness. And so because he has changed me so much and also given me so many things, that I will never regret believing in Jesus Christ. Thank you.